This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The gay rights movement usually claims that gay marriage will not affect anyone except the people getting married. They claim it is no offense to traditional marriage, but that does not appear to be true. Here is a curious incident that happened in the state of Washington, where same-sex marriage is legal. The manager of a flower shop was asked by a customer named Robert Ingersoll to provide flowers for his upcoming marriage to his same-sex partner. The manager told him she could not do that because of, quote, her relationship with Jesus Christ. Robert Ingersoll then wrote about this incident on Facebook. The Washington State Attorney General's office heard about this and decided to sue the florist. The left wants to make the florist's decision an issue of discrimination. The left wing says that this incident is no different from having a whites-only restaurant. But the florist was not discriminating against people. She has openly gay employees, and she is happy to sell flowers to gay customers, which she has been doing for years. This was about an event, not a person. The florist simply refused to assist with an activity she objected to for religious reasons. So it appears that same-sex marriage does indeed have a large effect on society and an immediate effect on the wedding vendors who will now be required to participate in it. If the vendors do not cooperate in same-sex marriages, they face lawsuits from the state. The left wing wants to use the government power to force acceptance of its lifestyle. The homosexual movement does not practice the tolerance it preaches. We seem to be reaching the point where one of the biggest issues in same-sex marriage is the free speech right of others to criticize it. Whatever happened to our First Amendment free exercise of religion?
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Kicking off a brand new year of the Bob Tuscan Show. I'm rejuvenated. I hope you had a couple good days off, and it's time to hit things harder than ever before. And, well, we got a lot of startling news to cover right off the bat. Folks, Fukushima continues to be something that's on my mind. It has not gone away. In fact, it's gotten worse. I know. How could that be possible? And this isn't fear porn, this isn't doom and gloom. We've told you from the very beginning that we're going to try to keep a cool and calm and collected perspective on what's happening with Fukushima. But as you know, it's continued to shock us, and TEPCO and the other officials involved have continuously dropped the ball. Joining us tonight on the show is our nuclear expert, John, from the Caribbean, and he has an extensive background when it comes to nuclear science. He was a nuclear specialist for the British Special Forces for many years and has kept a very close eye on this event and has made, unfortunately, several predictions and several statements that have come to be, without a shadow of a doubt, the truth. John, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. I'm sorry it's under these circumstances.
Yeah, hi Bob, good to be back. I'm a regular visitor to RBN now, both on your show and Rivero's Rangers in the afternoon, huh?
Oh, cool, so Mike's been having you on as well?
Oh, yes. I'd like to put a foreigner's political perspective on things.
I can see the value in that as well, but I really value your perspective on Fukushima. If anybody's got his eye on this situation, it's you. And we've made several predictions over the years on this show. Well, over the years, geez, it's only been a year and a half now?
Almost 2 years, yeah.
Almost 2 years, wow. Incredible. Well, we've unfortunately made several statements that have turned out to be true. What is the latest, and not greatest, but the latest, and I'm trying to find another adjective here, but what's the latest?
Well, I was particularly disturbed when I read a TEPCO report that appeared to suggest a pyrotechnic event had taken place in the number 3 reactor building. And my immediate reaction to that was to blog back to the site, "You mean it's burning?" And this is the worst case, possible case scenario.
What are the repercussions of this sort of burning?
Well, it means that that steam that people see is coming off in huge clouds now. It means that it's so hot that it's literally boiling off the water in the cooling pools in number three building. And I believe there's about 95 tons of these uranium and mixed oxide rods in those cooling pools. And they appear to be burning. What I learned today is they've drilled through the side of the building to look inside, and they cannot find any of these rods that should be in the cooling pools. They've obviously melted down into the bottom of the pool.
I was going to say, where have they gone? Now, they were trying to transport many of these rods. What's happening with that?
Too dangerous, too brittle, too fragile. The system is just not set up for it. You cannot get inside the building of numbers 1 to 4 reactors because they're so hot. Not in a heat sense, but in a radioactive sense. They are radiation, and it's quite severe.
I'm sorry, I'm not sure if that was on everybody's end, but just now you broke up on my end. Can you say that again?
Yeah, it's not, these buildings are hot, radiologically, not in heat, not in so much heat, because the cores have melted through the primary containment, the secondary containment, and now heading southwards into the earth. They are warm, but not hot, but they are radiologically hot, which, people cannot get inside those buildings. Even just spending 2 minutes there, they would be dead within hours.
Yeah.
So even the robots have been breaking down before they can do any useful tasks.
And we spoke. Go ahead.
Sorry, Bob.
Please go ahead.
What were you going to say?
No, I was going to shift gears to something else here in a second, but I want you to finish your thought first. This is very important.
Yeah. Well, even the robots are breaking down because of this high level of radiation is affecting the electronics.
Right. I would imagine it would do so. We talked about how this radioactive water that's being flooded into the ocean at a rate of hundreds of gallons a day could be a major killer of our algae in the ocean's supply of algae, which is directly connected to our oxygen supply here on the planet Earth. Does that continue to be a concern of yours? And if so, what is the progress there?
Absolutely. It's not just the algae, it's the plankton, the small marine vegetation, the life that feeds the huge whales and such like. These are dying off. And in fact, apparently, according to a report I read, 50 miles off the California coast, the floor is literally covered with sea life, with dead sea life. But as I warned about, I think it was more than a year ago, and I said, the real problem is not the cesium and the iodine that people keep talking about. It's the strontium-90. And about 2 or 3 weeks ago, they mentioned this huge plume of strontium-90, which usually takes about a year, 300, 400 days to appear after an event like this. And now it's floating across the Pacific.
Yikes. In the rainwater?
In the rainwater, it's in everything.
Effect does this have on our health? I know that might seem like a naive question, but for those that don't know.
Well, if the body takes in strontium-90, usually through milk or vegetables, then it acts like a calcium and it attaches to the bone. And once it attaches to the bone, it it's not that it's ever so radioactive, but it's firing these bullets at the same surrounding tissue continuously. And it starts and generates leukemias and bone cancers and things like that.
Very scary. We're not going to just talk about the problem here, folks. Although this is an extremely scary situation, we're also going to do whatever we can at this point to combat and mitigate the exposure to this nuclear junk. And I'm very concerned. I'm going to ask our guests when we come back from this quick break what we can do to mitigate our exposure to it. I also want to ask him what he thinks about moving to the Southern Hemisphere. And a lot more here on the Bob Tuscan Show. Starting off this new year, it's the Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Clean up the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear facility and surrounding areas. This story is getting a lot of press from the mainstream media. It's a sexy story. It's quite compelling. Yeah, I think it's absolutely absurd. They're using these homeless people as
not guinea pigs, but as suicidal rats. And it's scary. When the chairman of TEPCO neglected to mention his contractors that are recruiting the homeless to accept low-paying jobs to clean up the radioactive mess created by an earthquake and tsunami, of course, in March 11, 2011, the mainstream media went crazy. Now, on the other hand of the spectrum, as we just reported, Fukushima steam, a catastrophic sign, 89 tons of deadly radioactive fuel could reach the U.S. in about 2 days. Unexplained plumes of radioactive steam have been rising from Fukushima's reactor number 3. TEPCO has confirmed the reports, adding that they were not clear on the details of the sudden change at the reactor because of, quote, lethal radiation levels in that building. You're not hearing about this story, and it's a very important one. Fukushima Reactor Building 3 exploded on the 13th of March in 2011 as a result of a hydrogen buildup, breaching the building's containment and emitting a huge plume of radiation. We've called this plume gate and other names. Now, we reported on this early on, and now we're reporting on it once again because this plume is on its way, folks. It is on its way. And we will continue to lay out the case for that and cite our sources. And joining us tonight, if you're just tuning in, excuse me, I'm a little stuffed up here, is our nuclear expert, John, the Caribbean Critic. And he is reporting about this, as he did way back when we first saw the situation unfolding. And it's not a pretty situation, to say the least. Again, I don't mean to fear monger here or, you know, offer you nothing but doom and gloom. And we're going to talk about mitigation and ultimately what we should do if we should go to South America and all that stuff in just a moment. But I really want to lay out this case here. TEPCO has admitted that, quote, they do not know why this stream is being generated, but matter of factly revealed today that the stream was first spotted on December 19th for a short period of time, and then again on December 24th, and again on December 25th. John?
Yes, well, what's more disturbing to me is that the government now, finally, in America, for the American government, is taking it seriously and has just ordered 41 million doses of sodium iodine, and we don't know why, but obviously we do know why, and these have got to be delivered within a month. So at last your government is taking this seriously. The thing is, what I've noticed, because I follow various sites, and one is called the RADCON map, radiation contamination map, and in many places on the East Coast, California, and Washington State, Alaska, they now have what they call RADCON 5 alerts. This is the level of radiation condition alert, which suggests that this is climbing and climbing rapidly. So at last there seems to be, you know, the government seems to be moving in one direction, at least. But still they're not advising people to stay away from Pacific seafood, I mean, which is crazy. We know that the fish will concentrate the radiation as they swim through the water and eat the various foods and plankton and algae and what have you, and it concentrates that level of radiation, and then the bigger fish eat the smaller fish and so forth, and it just keeps... It's dangerous. It really is. And the government is remiss in its duty. They should be warning the American people to stay well clear of Pacific seafood. So, you heard it from me, so you have been warned.
Again, just to reiterate, what are we facing here with these plumes coming our way?
Well, according to the latest report, several hundred thousand becquerels of radiation were released in that first plume on the 17th, 18th of December. We don't know how much has been released now. They've not been giving any figures or TEPCO and the Japanese government have been minimizing the problems with this plant right from day one. And unfortunately, they're not doing themselves or humanity any service by doing so.
No, they're not. That's for sure.
We are in a bind.
A pickle.
You know, I mean, the old adage was "Go west, young man." Now it's "Go south or east, young man."
Well, that's my next question. Should we go to South America? Should I pack up my bags and leave today? If it was you,
the further south you go, the better you are.
Okay, so Patagonia is looking awfully nice at the moment.
Yeah, and it is their summertime, Bob.
I know. I would definitely be a snowbird, but I'm here in Florida where we, like you, have summer year-round pretty much. Now, I lie because it's it does freeze here during the winter from time to time, but anyways.
I did have a dig at the American pride a little bit, Bob. I suggested that TEPCO should hire NASA spacesuits. After all, they spent hours in the fierce gamma X-ray and high velocity particles, plasma, coming from the sun when they were walking on the moon. And that protected the astronauts from radiation sickness. Maybe they should hire these suits to fix the Fukushima plant. That was just a little dig.
Well, it's not a bad idea, but they would never do it.
Unfortunately, the manufacturers of those suits says they wouldn't work.
Oh, really?
It puts doubt in the mind of people of did they really walk on the moon in these suits. And there's none of those people who walked on the moon died of typical type of radiation sickness, leukemia, cancers. So one has to wonder.
They do. That's a different show altogether. Hey, we're going to open up the phone lines with John here for a moment. 800-313-9443. And we'll continue this conversation on the other side.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
I've heard this been referred to as a kill shot or an extinction level event. Would you go that far, John?
Not yet, Bob. It ain't yet.
But what's it waiting for?
Well, if number four goes, you know, you'll be hiring a pair of wings, surely. Or, heading upstairs. But at the moment, number four is hanging on by the fingernails, but number three looks like it's really causing a problem. I told a couple of friends of mine about, don't worry about the Utah NSA data center. In a few months' time, it will be so radioactive, nothing but cockroaches would be alive in that area.
Where's that again?
The data center in Utah, the NSA data center. They're getting fed with all this radiation too. Maybe that's why the government has bought these doses of iodine. Who knows?
What are ways that we can mitigate? I mean, iodine, it's only to protect the thyroid, right?
It does protect the thyroid, but it also boosts the immune system. It does have that effect. There is a company, an Anglo-Australian company called Saxa, and they make table salt, and it's iodized table salt. They actually put iodine in the salt. So you get in your dose of iodine by using this salt on your food. Now, there's one of the solutions if you can't get hold of the iodine from the chemists. Buy it from the supermarket, the Saxa salt, the iodized salt.
Right. What other things can we do to mitigate?
Well, I mean, if you're eating vegetables, thoroughly wash them. Wash as much as you can. Because some of these particles you will wash off, but not everything, but at least you can minimize your intake.
I hear that root vegetables are more prone to this.
They are, yes. Yeah. They take it up through the rain. Yeah. It's a difficult one to call, Bob, because we're not being told the truth. You have to glean what you can from the information that's being presented. And unfortunately, the nuclear industry is worth billions, so money is more important than lives, apparently.
Yeah. What else is new? But where are these scumbags, I don't mean to name call, where are these folks going to go themselves? Don't they have to breathe the same air? Don't they have to have the same sort of exposure?
Well, it would appear so. And we know that the people around Fukushima Prefecture, even the ones outside the explosion zone, are getting irradiated seriously. And particularly in the children now, thyroid cancers, leukemias, and other deformities are turning up in quite large numbers. Although that's suppressed as well.
Right.
You have to go to alternative media like it is a professor of nuclear biology who went to all these various places, Fallujah, Basra, Bosnia, and now to Fukushima to investigate the level of radiation in those areas. Malcolm Busby is named, Professor Malcolm Busby. He's been on the ball. He's more or less said it like it is. You know, I mean, I try not to think about it sometimes because there is no upside to it. They're not going to be able to fix this thing for years and years. So it's going to be pushing radiation out for years to come.
Very, very scary. We're going to take calls with John if you would like to join us, if you have any questions or comments about this situation. The next hour, I got a number of things to get to. By the way, at BobTuscan.com, we are publishing daily, and I mean daily, original articles that yours truly writes, as well as our group of great writers. So if you go to BobTuscan, TUSKIN.com, BobTuscan.com, you will see all of those exclusives. I got a couple stories that I'll get into next hour up on the website that I want to tell you about. And, well, there will be stuff there daily, as well as our featured video section, which has a cornucopia of great resources there as well. And much of this type of information that you're hearing right now about Fukushima will be up on the site in the days to come, unfortunately. Because, you know, John, at the end of the day, I wish we were done with this situation. It's like a bad dream that you can't wake up from.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they did place these huge canvas awnings over the plant at one stage to try and contain the airborne radiation, but that didn't work too well. And they're not even doing that nowadays. So it's... The thing is, if... The real problem will be when and if and when the melted cores actually hit the groundwater, then that will cause a real problem. There's underground streams running right under that plant. And of course you'll get flash steam, explosive steam produced. When that core burns through into that aquifer, it will create real problems.
Right. 800-313-9443 if you would like to join this conversation. 800-313-9443. John, do you have an email people can reach you at or something?
I have an email, yes. It's Winmar, W-I-N-M-A-R, hyphen packaging, P-A-C-K-A-G-I-N-G, at msn.com.
All right, I think I got that. Winmar packaging at msn.com.
Correct.
All right.
That was my old company that I used to run in the UK.
What kind of company? A packaging company?
Yeah, I was a food packaging engineer. I used to manufacture machines for people like Heinz and Coca-Cola and Pepsi and Ripley.
Oh, so you sold out to the big shots, huh? You're one of those guys.
Well, they sold out to me because they made me quite a lot of the folding variety.
Oh, so you're one of those wealthy guys, huh?
No, not really, but I'm, let's say, comfortable.
Well, good. I mean, you're in the Caribbean. Can't beat that, right?
So I moved to the Caribbean, and you should see, I'll have to send you a picture of the Bathsheba party that was held here a couple of weeks ago.
A what party?
It was called a bikini and surfing party.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Hey, do you have room for us, by the way? My family is getting ready to come down here. Are you in the Southern Hemisphere enough for your liking?
Well, according to the atmospheric and oceanographic agency, the radiation has not come down this far yet.
That's good to know.
We're only 10 degrees north of the equator.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful.
A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Several other topics of importance, but this one is very important. And joining us is our nuclear expert, John the Caribbean Critic. And he's been talking about this with us from day one. We've been trying to keep a cool, common, collected perspective on this, despite the overwhelming amount of fear that I'm experiencing about this, but fear is not ultimately what we need to go and base our reactions off of. We need to react based on the facts, and the facts are this plume of radioactive materials is there. There are hundreds of tons of radioactive water being flooded into the oceans. There are dead zones in the oceans. I mean, the list goes on and on and on here, folks, and we're talking about that tonight, as well as the solutions, because we can't just sit here and tell you that we're all going to die without telling you how to prevent that, hopefully. All right. John, I promised I'd open up the phone lines in this last segment we have with you, so I will do so. You still have a few moments if you would like to join us and talk with John, our guest, Caribbean Critic. 800-313-9443 is the troll-free number to join us. That's 800-313-9443. 43, and we'll take a call from Edgar in New Jersey. Edgar.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm wondering, this is a question for John. What are the chances of the plume streaming over not only New Jersey, but the tri-state area in general, that part of the upper northeast of the United States?
It will certainly stream over, but it will be a reduced amount of the plume will reach that far. So if this thing is actually on fire, it can enter the jet stream and get carried right around the planet easily.
Yes.
That's the problem. This one is not the extinction level event, but if number four goes, then, as I say, strap on some angel wings. You're going to need them.
Would something like potassium iodate help? I happen to have a little bottle of it. It's like 85 milligrams per tablet, no more than two. Not to be given more than twice a day.
It will protect. It will protect your thyroid from the which will help. But not only that those tablets help your general health. They do boost the immune system. So yes, I mean, absolutely. But on this program, the very last advert for this PureEffect water filter that makes claims, but I don't think it'll get rid of it all, but it will certainly reduce it drastically, any radiation in the water. Filter your water.
So when do you think, in your opinion, should I start taking this potassium iodate? In your working opinion, it's
now.
Not an absolute opinion.
Now.
Yeah?
Now.
Yes, as it says, take it for a stream of 2 to 3 days.
This latest plume is already showing up in California on the RADCON census, the radiation counter census, and it's already reached the red black level. That's 5, RADCON 5. If it goes all black, that is deadly.
Mm.
You know, you get this like little 3 triangular shapes in a circle. 3 of them are black, 3 of them are red. In lots of places in California and Alaska, all along the West Coast. If all 6 of those turn black, that's a wake-up call, a real wake-up call.
Now, so what is the best place to keep on top of those kinds of alerts, those kind of status on the Internet?
It's a difficult one. You know, it depends on your circumstance.
Okay. All right, well, thanks for taking the tablet, the capsules, and
I'm sorry, young man, I cannot understand you. Your audio is breaking up quite
Yeah, Edgar, we're going to have to let you go, man. Unfortunately, it's unbearable. But he brings up some good questions here. I think his last question was, where can we find sources on the radiation levels being emitted into the atmosphere, and where can we find these? Are they DEFCON warnings? What are they called again?
There is a website. It's RADCON levels in from all the centers right across
RADCON,
the US.
RADCON, right. Sorry. What's the website, John?
You've put me on the spot now, Bob. I'd have to look in my history, but I go there every few days.
Hold on, I think I have it. Is it netc.com?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, here it is. Netc.com. Netc.com. And I see on the West Coast there are a few RadCon 3 levels there, but they're also in Texas, and there's one, and it looks like Mississippi.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Alabama. There's one in Atlanta, Georgia. One in San Antonio, Texas, and elsewhere. Why are there higher? Oh, and there's actually a RadCon 4 alert in Anaheim right now.
Yep.
What does that mean?
Well, that just means it's a higher level. But a RadCon 4 usually is a red-orange color. The symbol is a little red-orange patch. Yeah. But it's the red-black patches that are the RadCon 5s. But if it all goes black, not red and black, on this little symbol, and it's time to think twice.
Wow. If I look at Japan...
These levels are not so dangerous for adults, but for children whose cells are reproducing to grow bigger and bigger, they are the ones that are in serious danger. They're far more susceptible to this radiation than an adult.
Well, let me ask you this. How can we trust this site? Because I look at Japan... And there are no levels, no RADCOM alerts, rather, of any...
Oh, well, the RADCOM is an American system.
Yeah, but they have little icons in Japan.
Like I say, they've never been telling us the truth from Japan.
So are you saying they base this map on whatever reports they get from Japan?
Yeah, I mean, it's being suppressed, of course.
I mean, Fukushima itself has a RADCON 1 warning symbol, according to this map. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow.
Good grief.
Well, folks, this is very startling, and... I don't know what to make of it. I don't know if I should pack up bags.
You have to now take it seriously because the government is buying all this iodine. Who are they buying it for? Obviously, it's not for Medicare, Medicaid, boys and girls.
Right.
It's for the security industrial complex.
Yeah. For the military, maybe. Who knows?
Military.
John, keep us abreast to any revelations with this story, like you have been. And if you can, please write an article for me to publish and get it out there, because people need to not only hear about this on the radio, but see this and be able to read it and share it with their friends and family.
Right you are, Bob. Nice being on with you again.
Always a pleasure, John. Thank you so much, man. John's really been helping us stay on top of this from day one. He's been here on the Bob Tuscan Show reporting on the latest and not so greatest. All right, hour number two coming up in just seconds. Got a lot to get to. Tuscan Show. With financial.